Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did she see a doppelganger or did she actually see an old friend who had just passed away?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, coincidentally, it is. I think the piece of mic thing that I inhaled on the last episode, yeah. I think it's going into my nasal cavity right now.
Oh, God.
I'm going to like blow my nose later and mic foam is going to come out. And then Harper's going to record it in slow motion. We're going to change the color of it all and it's going to look like a horror movie. It'll be great. And you can download it very shortly.
Put that piece of foam up for auction. Somebody, one of your fans from the podcast may want to get that foam that's been in Tony Bruschi's nose.
You know what I actually did auction off once?
What?
So it was at 106 KHQ in Traverse City, Michigan. And I was doing the morning show there. And the stool that was in that studio for God knows how long. It was time to get rid of it. It was just horrible. So I made a big deal out of it. And I was talking about like how many people have sat in this chair because they kept going through a lot of morning shows, but they had one that had been there forever, whose name was the Captain. And he was like, you know, like a Murphy or something like that from Green Bay. But he had left mid-90s or late 90s, I think. No, maybe early 2000s would it be correct. And then they had a slew of morning shows and I ended up being one of them. And then I hated winter and left. I made a big thing out of it with like, think of all the farts that the Captain, you know, left in this chair. Think of all of, I mean, and then, like everything. I mean, just anything. We had like the more, you know, moments about the chair and we auctioned it off for charity. And I think we had like $500 for it.
Shut up.
Yeah, because it was the studio chair from from that. I mean, and that's it was a historic station. Everybody's listened to it up there. It's like, you know, your big top 40. And yeah. And so like somebody thought it would be neat to have the captain's chair. And I don't know if he ever sat in it. I'm assuming so, because the chair certainly looked like it'd seen a decade or two. Yeah. And then
$500.
And then the owner, Trish, got mad. Like, why'd you get rid of the studio chair? I'm like, I'll buy another one.
Oh, my God. That, you know, we were talking a little bit about some of the people I work with now and the dirty microphone foam on their microphone.
Yeah.
It's the same person I have to wipe down their chair after the show because there's some sort of leakage or something.
You get
a little warm in a studio sometimes and normal people, you know, I don't know, something mops that up, but for this particular individual.
Yeah.
I go through a lot of Lysol, my friend. A lot of Lysol.
Just like start wearing rubber gloves. What's going on? I'm good.
All these years in radio and I'm wiping up anal leakage, basically.
It's like, oh God, it's like becoming the home healthcare workers for the older radio generation as we are able to do it.
That is correct.
Exactly what it is. Everybody's like now having to help each other. In the worst ways possible.
God. I'm having to shave them now. You know, all that kind of stuff.
You can bathe them and like don't put the mic cord in the water. It's connected to the amp. The tragic accident today is 94-year-old. All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, let's hear it.
Hi, this is Liz from Illinois. It's not a scary story, but a strange one. And I haven't heard a story very similar at all since I've been listening, and I've been listening for about a year. I'll give you just a little bit of background info that I just feel is necessary to make my wonder about this occurrence make a little more sense, possibly. When I became pregnant with my son, I lived in California in Silicon Valley. I was in my late 20s because I had little experience with babies and because California was really expensive and I had a long commute to work. I started to worry about what my life would be like trying to take care of an infant. So I decided it was best for me to move back to Illinois and be near my mom and other family that could help out some. My son's father went back with me, but the relationship ended and he went back to California. I grew up in a really small town in Illinois where people were kind, but they knew everyone's business. And I was shy about running into people I grew up with or people I knew in that town and answering their questions and explaining my situation because I found it, you know, humiliating and really personal, and I just wasn't ready. So at that time, I lived with my aunt when my son was newborn. One morning, I don't remember what time, maybe 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, I went to the nearest gas station to get gas on my way to work. I saw a guy that was there getting gas also. He was a close friend of an ex-boyfriend from when I was a teenager. He was standing next to his car, which I recognized, a black Iraq V, a Camaro, or something similar. And, you know, that's what I remembered him driving. And it had probably been about 10 years since I'd seen him. Well, when I saw him, you know, I would have liked to say hi, but again, you know, apprehensive about telling people what I moved back after all these years and explain my situation. So I just turned my back to him and I pretended I hadn't seen him and I never saw him look at me, so I didn't think he had seen me either. I just felt a little guilty for not saying hello to an old friend, but I went on with my day and I didn't give it much thought after that. And that evening, I sat in the living room with my aunt and my newborn son. The evening news came on. One of the first announcements was the passing of, and I'll just say the name, John Smith, you know, to not use his real name, age 31, who was found deceased in his home in the early morning hours due to smoke inhalation. They found him because the fire department was called when someone saw his house was on fire. At first, I just burst into tears at the horrible news, and then after a few minutes, I realized that I had just that same morning seen him at the gas station and realized that it was physically impossible that he was there getting gas that morning. I had actually forgotten all about this, strangely enough, until just recently my mom reminded me. I don't know, he came up in conversation. My mom reminded me about how I had seen him, and I don't know how I blocked that out or why. I don't know how I had forgotten such a thing, because it was a big deal at the time, but I had completely forgotten all about it. And I do remember, though, how absolutely certain I was that it was that friend at the gas station that morning, and how puzzling it was finding out he had already been found dead hours before that. So I'm just curious to see what your thoughts are, or if any callers have thoughts, any explanation or ideas. I'm still not certain that I understand exactly what a doppelganger is or what their purpose may be. I don't know if it could have been that. Maybe it was a form of a premonition, but, you know, this was someone I was around a lot, you know, for a couple years between the ages of 18 and 20. And, I mean, we were around each other a lot. I was at his house often, but we weren't super close friends. He was my boyfriend's friend at the time, so that's the other part that puzzles me, is why would I need to have a premonition or get some kind of warning that he had passed, if that's even what that was. So it was just really strange that, you know, if it had been someone close to me, I would have understood, and it was very, very saddened by his death, but it's just odd to me that I got a warning of his death or whatever that was, when, you know, I've dealt with other deaths in my life that were of people closer to me. So thanks for listening, and I'm just interested to hear what anyone has to say about that. Thank you. Bye-bye. I love your show.
Thanks for sharing that that story. Thoughts on that?
Wow, really strange. And I, you know, over the years, I've heard a lot of stories of people who saw someone or a vision of someone after they had passed away. And it's tough to know exactly what this individual actually experienced. There's so many questions I want to ask, like, did they acknowledge you? Were there words exchanged? Did you just see them? Did you talk? What was said? All mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. But, you know, the other thing is maybe she did see him. And maybe it wasn't necessarily meant for her, but because maybe she has abilities, it kind of came through that way.
Yeah.
It's tough to really know, but it's a great story.
It is. Thank you for sharing that with us. We do greatly appreciate it. All right. 855-853-4802. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us. I have another weird, just kind of story I'll just share, because I think you'd probably find it interesting too. Speaking of kind of abandoned, creepy type settings and such, for whatever reason, in my mind, I just said, I wonder if that abandoned mall in Manitowoc, Wisconsin is still there. And it is. Are you aware of that? The one that has, there's a big Yonker sign still on the side of the building. There's a Prangy Way, literally. You can look in the windows, and it's like it's never been touched since it closed down. It's a really weird ghostly mall.
Why? I realize malls aren't doing very well, but why did that one close down?
I have no idea. I mean, just stores went away. A lot of them closed up shop completely, like Yonkers and such. But it's still there. I don't know why I thought of it. And then when I looked it up, like just in the last week, it was in the news up there because the city's trying to buy the land to just get rid of it because it's still under private ownership. But
do you remember the mall near Milwaukee was Northridge?
Yeah, that's gone now too, isn't it?
Well, they're working on demolishing it, but a couple of days ago, there were pictures from inside.
Yeah.
And it's like, God dang it, I remember standing there, and I remember doing that, and that store was there, and it's like, how did we go from, like, every Saturday having to go hang out at the mall to them just dying away?
I don't know. I mean, there's a few left here and there, but, like, every city of any substance had a mall. And and it was like, if you didn't have a mall, you weren't a city. It's kind of how it was.
Exactly.
Is how it felt. And I don't know. I find it very creepy. I find the photography of that stuff very creepy. And there's relics in some of these places I want to get. I've been asking my dad for years to go up. If I can get a hold of whoever owns that building, can you get the Prangy Way sign from the inside of the mall? I want it. Like, literally the store sign that hung over the entrance into the store. It's there still.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, if he won't do it for you, I'll do it for you. You get it worked out, I'll drive my little truck over there and pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, I got to figure out who owns the damn place, but it is there, and it's just, it's creepy. You should like see if you can get like the big Y from Yonkers or something, because that's on the side of the building too. It's just... It's a one that's time has forgotten.
So that is crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, creepy ghostly mall stuff. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of the program. 855-853-4802. If you want to share your stories with us, we'd love to hear them. And if you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, ad free episodes, our premium channels on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/real ghost stories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+ TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk.
Still aiming.
While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.